We're catching another break at the pump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Gas is down a second day in a row, but only a fraction. And AAA still has regular, still almost $5.01 per gallon, but diesel has hit an all-time high again today. 9 in 10 people surveyed in a new Fox poll say gas prices are a financial problem for them. So are rising prices at the grocery store.
We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
That's Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. After raising a key interest rate 0.75%, the biggest increase in 28 years to fight inflation. Of course, that'll cost us more on credit cards, car loans, and mortgages. The leaders of Italy and France and Germany and Romania have gone to Ukraine for talks today, while two Americans from Alabama who went there to join the fight against Russia are now missing. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says Americans should not go to the war zone, but
without getting into hypothetical, obviously, if it's true, we'll do everything we can to get them safely back home.
The Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot has another hearing today after two more Trump supporters who stormed the Capitol were convicted.
Kevin Seyfried and Hunter Seyfried's gamble to waive their right to a jury trial didn't pay off. A federal judge convicting the father and son on a felony charge and misdemeanors. Photos show Kevin Seyfried parading through the Capitol with a Confederate battle flag after the pair entered through a broken window. The elder Seyfried said he didn't know the flag was a symbol of hate and argued he never intended to disrupt a congressional proceeding, but Judge Trevor McFadden didn't buy it.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. Actor Kevin Spacey just in court in London facing more sexual assault charges.
The Oscar and Tony winner barely spoke during the half-hour-long preliminary hearing, but had his attorney say he strenuously denies any and all criminality in the case. The former House of Cards star is accused of 5 charges of offenses against 3 men in England during incidents which allegedly took place between 2005 and 2013.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Spacey's released on bail. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Worry has returned to Wall Street this morning. Stock futures are down big, about 500 for the Dow. Dow went up 300 points yesterday after the Federal Reserve interest rate increase. It's back to court today for the white accused gunman in the Buffalo, New York massacre.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of New York filed federal charges against 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, including 10 counts of hate crimes resulting in death, 3 counts of hate crimes with bodily injury, as well as firearm-related charges. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland confirmed in Buffalo that it is a death penalty case, potentially, depending on how families of the victims feel.
I came here specifically to talk to the families, to express our support and our deepest sympathy for what happened to them, and to tell them exactly what we are charging in the complaint.
Gendron's already been indicted at the state level and has pleaded not guilty. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Golf's next major tournament has just teed off this morning amid major controversy.
First time since 1988, the U.S. Open will get played at the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts, outside Boston.
The fans here are some of the best in the world, and they provide an atmosphere that is second to none for all sports.
Phil Mickelson's won every major tournament except the U.S. Open. This will be his 30th appearance and his first tournament on U.S. soil since late January. Mickelson, one of 17 golfers suspended by the PGA Tour because he competed last week in the lucrative Saudi-funded LIV Invitational Series. 2011 U.S. Open champ Rory McIlroy expressed understanding for Mickelson for jumping ship for potential big paydays in the twilight of his career. He turned 52 Thursday, but McIlroy is unimpressed by younger golfers who fled.
It feels like you're taking the easy way out.
Rory McIlroy tees off 7:40 a.m. Eastern. Jared Max, Fox News.
On the ice, the Colorado Avalanche beat the Tampa Bay Lightning in overtime 4-3. Game 1 of the NHL Stanley Cup Final in baseball. The Atlanta Braves won their 14th straight game beating Washington. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.